A cluster of showers and thunderstorms rolled across portions of the region last night, delivering a soaking rainfall. That wet weather moved off the coast early this morning, and it left behind a pretty tranquil day across the northeast. It has been fairly gray, though, as we are looking at a mostly cloudy sky across most of our area right now, though we've seen at least some breaks of sunshine poke through the clouds. Temperatures have moved up into the 70s and 80s, and dew points have moved up well into the 60s this afternoon, so it is feeling very humid across the region, and it's going to be a pretty muggy stretch here as we work through the next couple of days. We're also watching the radar this afternoon. It's been fairly quiet up to this point, though there's certainly the chance for an isolated shower or storm to flare up over the next few hours, but we're not expecting any widespread rainfall as we work through the rest of the day into the night. The big summer heat continues off to the west. That's where a big ridge has built in the jet stream. We're on the edge of this ridge, providing a westerly and northwesterly flow aloft, and that's going to allow the humidity to remain up. And we'll be on the edge of the warm weather, so it'll be in the 70s and 80s over the next few days, but the real searing summer-like heat is going to remain off to our west as we go through the next few days. We're also going to monitor the potential for at least some isolated showers and storms over the next couple of days. There's no real trigger at this point, so I'm not expecting widespread weather in terms of thunder or rain, but from time to time, the potential will exist for at least a few storms to flare up. As we work into the night, it's going to be a muggy one with areas of fog forming. Again, there might be a pop-up storm or two as temperatures fall back mainly into the 60s. Tomorrow looks to be fairly similar to today, though maybe we'll see a little more sunshine come through. Again, there's that chance for a pop-up shower or storm in some spots, but rainfall is not expected to be widespread tomorrow. Temperatures will climb up into the 80s in most areas, and we're expecting a fairly similar day again on Thursday with a chance for at least a few storms, especially over New England. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with the chance of an isolated storm, areas of fog, muggy, low 58 to 64, and tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm and humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, areas of fog, muggy, low 58 to 64, and tomorrow a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or storm, areas of fog, humid, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or storm, patchy fog, humid, low in the lower 60s, and tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, high in the lower to mid 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or storm, especially in New England, muggy, high in the 70s to lower 80s, partly to mostly sunny on Friday, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.